the middle of a public hearing on the budget. If anybody from the public would like to come up and comment for or against, now's the time. Okay, we're going to go ahead and adjourn the public hearing. Nobody spoke for or against.
Pledge. Standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless us. Add us.
We have a roll call.
Mr. Mayor.
Here.
Mr. Brink.
Here.
Mr. Brown.
Here.
Mr. Kapp.
Here.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
Here.
Mr. Salters.
Here.
Mr. Hebring.
Here.
Okay, if everybody's had a chance to read the October 9th minutes.
Make the motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Clark.
I didn't catch you.
Call for a question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
And Mr. Yes.
Yes.
Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. At this time, I would like to welcome Mr. Bill Toth to the podium. He has a special guest here this evening.
Good
First, I would like to thank the council, the mayor, and for welcoming us here. This is a wonderful time for us to be here. But we're not going to take up any of your time. When we made this schedule, we worked on this thing for 6 months, but because of illnesses, we changed the dates about six times and never realizing that was going to end up with the Cardinals playing tonight. And then also, we have the great debate coming on tonight. So we're going to try to limit this thing quickly and so you can get on with your business. But I just want to say that I am a veteran of World War II. I was with the USS Vincennes Association. And I would just like to say something about the ships. We had the one which was the fleet of the sloop of war, which was commissioned after the Revolutionary War and was went around the world and was the first ship, to American naval ship, to circumvent the earth or the go around the world. And then also it worked in the war of the Barbary War, and then it fought in the Civil War and was marred at the entrance of the Gulf in the Battle of New Orleans. It was returned to New York and was sold at public auction, and we never knew what happened to that ship. And then I want to go to the second ship, which all of you people that's up here and some of you people in the background here are well acquainted with all of this. But anyway, I just want to call briefly what they did. And then we had the second ship, which was we had three cruisers. First one was the CA-44, and then the CL-64, and then the CJ-49. And of those old ships, they were shipmates to our association. And when we started out, we had three people came to Vincennes in 1972, and we had a roster of well over 700 people. And anyway, we were here. Three sailors came out in 1973, and we ran for 37 years. And consequently, we did an accomplished many things. For instance, with the community, but we had an impact, but it was with many people. No one person is responsible because it was a community affair. So we did have a monument over at on George Rogers Clark Memorial Park, and we also ended up with an airship, the CG-49. So I just want to get back now to the why we're here tonight. We have my wife here, which was with me and Peggy. Peggy and I were both honorary members of the association, and I was their liaison person for a number of years. Now, what happened is that during the war of the World War II, two of the ships were sunk. One ship, I'm sorry, at Savo Island, and that was the CA-44. And in that affair, we had survivors, and the three of them that came back. Now, what I'm getting to is, and I'm going to get to Ann here in a minute, Ann Ferguson, who's from Boise, Alabama, whose husband was on that ship and was here. And Ann and them, before he died, about 10 years when they were coming. But Ann was promised her husband that she would do this quilt that she was working on, which has the name of all the members of the ship that served on that ship. And I just wanted to introduce her at this time. But first, I want to introduce my wife, Peggy. Peggy, would you? And in the back row there, we have Therese. Therese's last name is Hayes, and she's been coming over 20 years with Ann Ferguson. And Therese, would you? And then, of course, Ann is here, and I'm going to turn that over to Ann and tell you what she's here to do and what she's been doing. Thank you very much, and it's a pleasure to be here. And most of you people up there, we worked and we had the city parties, and we want to congratulate what you did for the Vincennes. I thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bill, I got to tell a story, and you know what this story is. Well, but you know what this story is. I got to tell it since you're here. He was the coach of our baseball team, and I don't remember how long ago it's been, but we were the Bad News Bears, and he was our leader. And we went into the tournament, and they were expecting, I'm not going to name names, but Pepsi Cola was expected to win, and there was no doubt in their mind they were going to win. We got to the final game, and they built a big lead on us, a big lead. They were over on the other dugout passing the trophies out, and all the players were excited. They had their trophies. We came back, and they had to bring those trophies over to us. And they were stunned, weren't they, Bill?
Yes, that's right. And I always talk to Mr. Pinkstaff.
He was the other coach.
His wife always told me that he had never been about to tip all the rest of his time because he couldn't believe we beat him.
I know. It was a classic. It was, and the Cardinals have been doing a lot of that the last couple of years. So. last out in the last inning, and I've been thinking of that game. It was incredible, and he made us a much, much better team. Knew when to pull and reposition, and you just outwitted Pinkstaff on that. So I'd tell that story.
And I don't think I would stay in too long. I fell down asleep on my couch, and I woke up. I thought, well, I got to get up and go to bed. Well, I got up. I mean, I fell flat across the floor. I didn't have no legs. They were asleep. But anyway, I got to come. I was afraid I wouldn't get to make the trip. And I've worked hard. I love this town. It's like my own town. I've been coming for 29 years. And I decided I'd make that quilt. And I started in on it, making it. My husband was sick. And he was in bed. He says, now, Ann, I want you to take that to Vincent. I says, okay. Well, he didn't live to see me bring it. But I'm here. I just had to bring that quilt to Vince. So I hope that y'all take care of it and really enjoy it.
Beautiful.
I thought it would be appropriate to bring it here.
Wow.
And I wanted Vince to have it.
That's beautiful. Thank you very much.
Proclamation of the mayor.
Mr. Mayor?
if I could add a little history to this about the Bill Rose administration, in 1984 is when they christened the last U.S. Vincennes in Pascagoula, Mississippi, and a group of dignitaries under the direction of Mayor Rose from Vincennes and also city and county government members attended. A plane from Indianapolis came down here and picked them up with the governor's wife on it, Mrs. Orr, and also Congressman McCluskey was on the plane, and I was president of the city council that year, so I got a seat on the plane to go, and it was just unbelievable to go down there. And Marilyn Quayle, wife of Senator Dan Quayle, christened the ship, and it we came back home the same day, and it was just a great event, and it was all put together by, you know, Mayor Rose and city people and all that, but it was a real honor, so.
I got to go too.
Again, thank you very much, and I will say we will proudly display that in our USS Vincennes room. Thank you.
Mr. Toth has asked if they could be dismissed, be excused.
Yeah, gotta get home to the game, or?
Yeah, the game's on, Mayor. Game's on.
Thank you very much.
Then you verify.
Sure will.
Okay. Okay, anything else under petitions, memorials, or remonstrances? If not?
What we're going to do is we're going to, on the agenda, we are going to suspend the rules to vote for tonight's budget, and we need a unanimous decision to suspend the rules. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
We've got a motion by Councilman Brink and second by President Rose to suspend the rules for the ordinance.
Call for the question.
21.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Anything else under petition? If not, we will move on to committee reports. Public Safety, Councilman Chapman.
No report.
Environmental Management, Councilman Clark.
Yeah, we had a solid waste meeting this morning, and of course we proceeded to give Sandyburn, the sound town, some assistance, financial assistance, since they had a fire up there, so they needed some help, so we proceeded to do it. One thing that I did find out that I talked to Tim Kelly. He's head of maintenance for Lincoln High School, and had something come up on chemicals as far as some of the classes at Lincoln High School, and one was, I will not give the name of that chemical, but it's a radioactive material, very dangerous, and we're getting rid of that. A lot of these chemicals have been backed on shelves for many years,
and some of these are very dangerous. And so, and I talked to Tim Kelly, and he told me that all the chemicals are on lock and key at all times, and just not anybody can just get in there. That's the way it goes. And so I talked to Tim Kelly, and I told him that I would explain the whole thing, and we'll not give the name of that chemical, because if it ever came into the hands of someone else, it could be very, very, very dangerous. And so I will not give it. But we have an outfit out of near Chicago that takes care of getting rid of all these the solid waste board. We go through ATCO Services Inc., and it's up at Tinley Park, Illinois, near Chicago. And we have some chemicals that they're on their way down here to pick up. And we have a bill here for $1,329.25. That's the cost of one chemical. And so, like I said, it's a dangerous thing. And so they're pretty well, we got it all under lock and key. And it will be out of this area before long. So, like I said, I thought it was interesting enough to bring it up. But I will, like I said, I will not, unless you get to on your own, I'll not give you the name of the chemical. And you were there, Mayor.
And if you don't mind, I'd like to make one correction.
Go ahead.
The assistance given to Sanborn was not because of the fire that they had. It was towards their citywide cleanup to help pay for dumpsters.
On the Sanborn?
Right. Yeah.
Well, they had that fire up there.
Yeah, but the money that came from solid waste wasn't for the purpose of the fire. It was for dumpster for their citywide cleanup. I don't want the public to get the idea that they're paying for
that
cleanup.
Well, okay. You override me. You're higher than I am. I apologize.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Moving on. Budget and finance. Councilman Brown.
We're going to, down in the new business, we will be discussing under A, Ordinance 21-2012, the budget for 2013.
Planning, Zoning, Community Development, Councilman Brink.
No report, Your Honor.
Legislative Review, Councilman Sebring.
No report, Mayor.
City Services, Councilman Salter.
No report, Mayor.
Oh, Tourism Promotion of the City.
No
President
report.
President Rose. I just marked you off.
I know.
Where going?
There he goes.
Hi, Shirley. Welcome to the City Council.
Report of City Officers. I think we have a report from Police Chief Dusty Lukin.
Dusty Lukin, Vincent's Police Department. We had the opportunity last week at the Board of Works meeting to swear in a new officer, and we wanted to present him here to you all tonight. And I am very happy to introduce you Jonathan O'Brien. John is a longtime resident of Vincennes. Been involved in a lot of different kinds of public service activities throughout the years, through the Volunteer Fire Department and Reserve Program through the Knox County Sheriff's Department. His dad was like mine, was a police officer for Vincennes Police Department, Robert Barry O'Brien, and his mother, Beth, also a servant here in the town. So we're sure happy to have him on the department, and I just wanted to take this opportunity to introduce him to you guys.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Welcome.
You have like a 5-minute speech?
Let's make it 3. Cardinals are on.
Glad to have you.
Your dog? Are you going to get...
I guess as well, and I also wanted to mention that I had opportunity during the Board of Works meeting to mention that, we have formally announced the retirement of our canine Fritz. Fritz is a German Shepherd who had been with his handler DJ Halter since 2007, and we do intend on keeping the canine program. It's a program that's been funded through gracious donations of the community for quite some time, and I think we'll have their support again. So after the first of the year, probably you'll start seeing us doing some fundraising activities because it is a very valuable program to the citizens and our department. So I'd like to announce that as well, and we surely appreciate Officer Halter's hard work there with canine.
Ballpark, what does a new canine officer dog cost these days?
It can be in the neighborhood of $10,000 to $15,000, just depending on what comes along with that as far as the initial training and the selection and all that, but it is generally between $10,000 and $15,000.
Okay.
That was an excellent article in the paper yesterday.
Well, yeah, very nice.
Excellent. Yes. Excellent.
Thank you, Chief Lucan. Okay. No other reports. We'll move on to old business. Ordinance 18-2012, elected official salary for 2013.
Make a motion to read and have a second reading and approve Ordinance 18-2012.
Second.
I have a motion by President Rose and a second by Councilman Sebring. Any discussion? Or?
An ordinance 18-2012, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes setting the maximum annual compensation for all elected officials in 2013, depending on section salary for mayor, clerk, treasurer, council.
Now then, discussion.
There's no discussion. I'll call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Stalters?
Nope.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Passes 1. We have.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on Ordinance 18-2012.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring for third and final reading on 18-2012.
Ordinance 18-2012, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes setting the maximum annual compensation for all elected
There are no questions. I'll call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
No.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Ordinance passes with a 6-1. Next is Ordinance 20-2012. Renewing an ordinance 12-2012 for the safe and responsible operations of golf carts.
Make a motion to have second reading and approve Ordinance 20-2012.
Second. Motion from President Rose, second from Councilman Clark for second reading.
Ordinance 20-2012, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, renewing an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, providing for the safe and responsible operation of golf carts, known as Ordinance Number 12-2009, Sections 1 and 2.
Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on Ordinance 20-2012.
Second. Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Clark for third and final reading of Ordinance 20-2012.
Ordinance 20-2012, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, providing for the safe and responsible operation of golf carts, known as Ordinance Number 12-2009, containing Section 1 and 2, removing the fence set provision.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
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 Passes 7-0. Moving on to new business, ordinance 21-2012, budget for 2013.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion by Vice President Brown, second by Councilman Clark.
Discussion.
You want to read it?
Oh, you got to read it. That's right. Sorry, Dave.
All right. Ordinance 21-2012, the budget ordinance for the city of Vincennes for the year ending December 31, 2013, the sum of $12,565,500. Total property levy of $8,165,800. Tax rate.
I'd just like to make a couple comments about the budget. As chairman of the Budget and Finance Committee, I think we did a pretty good job in the first year of having three new councilmen, a new mayor, a new clerk treasurer. We had a lot of discussion both in meetings and elsewhere about the clerk treasurer's budget and the addition of one, eventually the addition of one position in his office. This never did come up in discussions, and I'd like to go back to the last, well, since I've been on the council, and I don't ever think he got the credit that he deserved for his time spent in the clerk treasurer's office, and that has not been replaced since he has gone, and that's Don Kirk. He spent countless hours in the clerk treasurer's office. If we had to break his wage rate down from what he did in terms of a pay rate, I would guess to assure you that was below minimum wage for his job. I can remember him putting, like I said, numerous hours in there. I think Bev Marsh would acknowledge that was a well-run office for his with his assistance. Since he is gone, I think a lot of that responsibility has fallen on the current clerk treasurer, because Don's not around, and the current clerk treasurer, he's trying to take over that responsibility. I think anybody that knows anything at all about city government would know that Don Kirk was a huge asset to that office, and I think we're starting to get there in terms of understanding Dave, where he comes from. The job that he did over at the county was, if you start really divulging into what they've done over there, they have done a very good job, and I think he's going to contribute to the city for the better, because he does understand the process that was done across town. That organization years ago, the county was probably behind the city, but I think from a balance sheet statement that the county's in very good financial condition now, and hopefully with Dave and the mayor and their two consultants that they rely on, I think the city's going to be in a much better financial position down the road. The current county assessor, she seems to be very thorough in her operations in terms of addressing some of the issues that maybe weren't addressed in the future. And reassessment, that massive reassessment they did over there made a huge, huge difference in our assessed value. And I eventually think that we're going to see that benefit this organization. So that's all I really wanted to say in terms of the budget.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
No.
Barnes?
No.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rhodes?
Yes.
Mr. Salter?
No.
Mr. Seavey?
Yes.
Okay. First reading passes 5-2.
Second, third readings.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 21-2012.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman for second reading of ordinance 21-2012.
Ordinance 21-2012 for the budget for the city of Vincennes, Indiana for the year ending December 31, 2013. $12,565,526 expenses, property tax levy of $8,105,807, total tax rate 2.2.
There are no questions. I'll call for the question. Mr. Brink?
No.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
No.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, second passes with a 5-2 vote.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 21-2012. And Mr. Call, let the record show that we had a public hearing today on this at 5:45, and there was nobody here to speak for or against the budget.
Second.
Thank you.
Okay, got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring for third reading of ordinance 21-2012.
Ordinance 21-2012, budget for the city of Vincennes for 2013, $12,565,526, property tax levy, $8,105,807, total tax rate, 2.2260.
Mr. Brink?
If there are no comments, I'll call for the question and no.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
No.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And third and final reading passes 5-2. Moving on to ordinance 22-2012, amending chapter 30, redistricting.
Mr. Mayor, make a motion to have first reading and amend ordinance 22-2012. And the amendment would be on the date.
The effective date.
The effective date is wrong on this.
Effective date should be 2013.
Can we?
Because I'm a bad egg. I'll second that motion.
Okay. Have a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brink.
Ordinance 22-2012, as amended, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, amending Chapter 30, Common Council of the Vincennes Code of Ordinances, omitting formal parts. This is an amendment to Section 30.01, Council Manic Districts, delineating the five council districts by three. Okay.
Any discussion?
No discussion. I'll call for the question. I'm sorry.
I think we have to have amended. All we've done is change the title. So you need a motion to amend, don't we? Well,
that was the motion.
The copy we have in front of us is the wrong date, so we need a copy to amend, or we need a motion to amend. So
my motion was to read and amend.
Okay, so now we have now it's in order to amend, isn't it? We haven't amended yet.
No, we just did that.
I think it's actually a pen and ink changed by interlineation, so this is the first time you've seen it. I'll just say it's a typo. It's not really an amendment, changing the date because of a scrivener error. But it's up to you.
Nothing further. I call for the question.
Well, so the last sentence then reads what?
The last, it'll be section 2, effective date. All changes will take effect July 1, 2013. It states 2014. Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
And we do not want to do anything to disrupt the May referendum for the pool. That is right. Why we're going to push it to the July 1, 2013.
All right.
Now.
Any other discussion?
Nothing further. I call for the question. Again.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Tappan?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
The ordinance passes first reading with a vote of 7. Next is Resolution 18-2012, additional appropriation from EDIT, $168,000. And this is to pay our
KCDC. Mm-hmm. It takes care of KCDC for the rest of 2012. Takes care of the services contract, which is $36,000, and it takes care of the interlocal agreement, which is $150,000.
You've already paid 18 earlier.
Okay, we paid a six-month period. Okay.
Edit was 150.
So
edit to KCDC for 2012.
The organization's doing real well, I think. They sit on the executive committee of the Knox County Development Corporation along with Mayor Yoakum. And I think the organization as a whole has done a real good job at identifying the issues within Knox County. We have one of the largest boards of directors in the state. It's well attended. There's open dialogue in there. Anybody's Councilwoman Rose is on the full board. I think she had intentions to, and maybe even did sit in on some of the executive committee, which they're not secretive meetings by any stretch. Our industrial park is full. It is full. There is virtually no more room to expand out there. So we're going to have to address that issue down the road. We've got 1,300 jobs out there already between what's coming with Far Best and what's already out there with FIA. I think we're doing real well from the economic development perspective. There's a lot of different committees within that group. They're trying to address workforce issues. There's, like I said, the committee that site development committee. They're going to have to figure out what to do to further expand the industrial park, and that's going to be a challenge, but that's a good problem to have. So David Calton, you're on the board too, aren't you? Yes, he's on the board too. He's been a board member and supportive of that organization for years. He understands what it takes coming from the banking world. He understands what it takes to get these folks. It takes everybody in the room that's on that board, because there's a lot of different variables that go into bringing these companies in. I've seen it with FIA. I've seen it with we've all seen it with FIA. We've seen it with far best. I think sometimes they're overwhelmed with the support of the organization and how everybody steps up to the plate at the same time and does their role. Like I said, I think it's, to say the least, it's money well spent. Some people just talk about bringing jobs. It's a big buzzword right now. But when you get down to it, folks, it's all local. It's a local issue, and without us, it wouldn't happen. The edit expenditure, I was involved in that decision back in the late 90s, and it's played out like we thought it would. It's been a little bit of a rocky road in certain times, but we've got there, and I think we've got to take it to that next level. Any other comments?
I'd like to make a motion that we read the resolution.
Oh, I'm sorry.
18-2012.
I have a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brink.
Procedures.
Lost the thread.
To read and approve.
I forgot what we were.
Ordinance 18-2012, additional appropriation resolution containing one section, edit fund $18,000, annual edit disbursement $150,000, total new appropriate $168,000.
Is there any other discussion?
No further discussion. I call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
A passionate Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes, and I would like to comment on Councilman Brown with the finest oration I've heard in this chamber yet.
Twice.
In the same night.
Okay, and that resolution passes 7-0. We will move on to claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in the amount of $502,839.67.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Stevens. Discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
I thought I'd hesitate and say yes.
Hesitating, Mr. Clark said yes.
Right.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, that passes 7-0. We will move on to miscellaneous. Anybody have anything under miscellaneous?
I have one thing. I'm sorry, go ahead. I'll finish at the State Board Accounts cleanup. The fire doors that you've been hearing about, that the first one that the fire department needs to replace, the insurance check came, but the State Board of Accounts wanted me to just mention to the council that this will not be put in general fund. It will be put in the fire department repair line on their budget so it can pay correct to vendor. So it will not be inappropriate. It doesn't need to be appropriated. I wanted to do that.
Is this a one-time thing, Dave, or just?
Well, I think it's going to be on all claims like that. This one is for, say, $7,429.60. But I'm sure if we have other checks, I know today the one department mentioned they had another repair coming, so that could be that way. But I'll try to keep you informed.
And this is just insurance.
It's just insurance checks.
Right.
All it is. It's totally has to be insurance. So nobody's going to run anything in front of us.
Right.
But in the past, it's always been just went through and then payable.
Yeah, it went.
But now we don't need to do the middleman.
It would be in the general fund, and you had to fund, and you had to move it out.
Right.
But the State Board of Accounts is trying to streamline that statewide and cut down on council work. So the fact that there can't be much manipulation or any check comes from insurance company, and it goes back to the where it.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else under miscellaneous?
Motion.
Second.
Have you heard the commercial Southwest? You need to get away. Well.
thought we're adjourned.
Oh, my.
Who made those motions? Rose and somebody else.
Well.
Sebring. Yeah. Hey. Hey. Scott? 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 Mr. Vice President.
I'll have it.
Oh, I should.
Big map.
Big map. He'll be back. I bet he's going to have to smoke. Guarantee, because his stuff's right here.
His stuff's right here.
Yeah, his stuff's right here, so.
I think his wallet.
For a fact, he's.
He left his wallet here, I think it's pretty safe.
We've gone about an hour and he hasn't smoked, so.
I'm sorry.
Ha, ha, ha.